This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan Aul.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
The RTDNA reports that it and several other journalism organizations have written an open letter to musicians calling on them to loosen restrictions on news photographers at concerts. These groups say that these contracts are onerous. They severely limit photography at events, and they also require performer approval of photos and demand photojournalists or their employers give up rights to the images in order to gain access to the concerts. Jonathan, your thoughts?
I'm actually going to side with the musicians on this. Because I think that if you are a performing artist, you have the right to control the product that you create. I think you have the right to control that. And I think that you know, the way that this was pitched in the media was that these are whining crybaby musicians who are trying to control the message and only want good publicity and want to make it difficult on the media. My take on it is that, you know, and as especially with media sources looking for new portions of revenue, it's very easy to click on a website and say, buy this photo for, you know, $25. And if you do that with a performing artist, you go in and shoot photos under the guise of news, and then you sell them out afterwards, or you disseminate it in some other way. I think the musicians have the right to control that. I will concede, though, that you can't have it both ways. You can't expect the news media to cover you if you put those restrictions on there. But I don't have a problem with them putting those restrictions on there. I think what the news media needs to do, instead of writing open letters, stop covering them. Because that would be the real thing that the news media could do to punish them, instead of saying, hey, make it easier for us to do our jobs.
I was going to say, why even bother having the news media there at all? Why don't you just have your own photographers, your own videographers, and they shoot the photos and the video and they send it out? Because if you're a journalist coming in there, you should have the right to take a story out of there, how you saw it happen, and not be stopped by, you know, a security person saying, hey, you got a bad photo or you got some video we don't want getting out there. You need to get rid of that or we're taking your camera. Because that's how far it's gone, is that people have had their camera equipment confiscated because something was on the camera that they didn't want on there or getting out to people. I just think I've actually been to a concert as news media and covered a Farm Aid show years back, and they had no issues. They didn't look at our photos. They didn't stop, you know, the video. They didn't like pre-check any of that stuff. And you know, they did have some stipulations. You can only record so much, and you know, these were certain times you come out. I mean, there are ways to go around about this that don't stop journalists from doing their job.
Everyone who has a smartphone, every fan in that audience, aren't they able to take a photograph? I don't think the musician has any control over that.
That's true, but really, even the best smartphones, unless you're in, you know, the first few rows, you're not going to get an image that's very good. And you know, the images that the media shoots, they get better access, they get closer, they've got massive telephoto lenses, and they can do a lot more with it. But yes, that is true that you know, they're essentially trying to put restrictions on the people who say, yes, I'm going to come here and I want to take some pictures, but there's no restrictions on people who are just in the crowd and, you know, use whatever device they have with them. You know, I think that if you are a performing artist and you want coverage, you need to understand that you need to let people do their jobs. And that should be either no restrictions or very limited restrictions. But I also think that the media, that the performing artists do have a right to protect their content and to try to make sure that it's not, you know, out there in a way that robs them from the ability to make their livelihood.
I understand your point, but this sounds to me a lot like what we discussed regarding what the White House did, imposing rules on photojournalists and just having a White House photographer on staff and disseminating photos that way. I don't think that was right. And I think ultimately what these musicians are asking for also is not right.
And that point, then the stations need to, or the newspapers, they boycott that. And they say, you know, we're not going to take their stuff if they're not going to let us go in there and get it ourselves.
write something into the contract? Because that is a good point, Jonathan. What's to stop the newspaper from turning around then and selling that photo over and over and over again and making money off of it? So why not write some provisions like that into the contract that prevent them, allow them to use it for photojournalist purposes or for journalism purposes, but not allow the resale of these images?
What I liked about what RTDNA and other journalism groups were saying is, work with us to find some amenable resolution here. What I didn't like about it was the thought that, you know, Taylor Swift somehow has no right to make to prevent people from recording parts of her performance and putting it out there in any form that they want to. I think she's got that right, but she has to weigh that against, is it going to infringe on media covering it?
But when you're recording, because I've been in this situation, when you are recording music at a concert, you need to be hard-lined into the audio board to get anything that's usable. Otherwise, you've got some crazy crowd noise and not a very good mix. So it's not like they're getting anything good unless they're being given that feed from the audio board itself. And there are ways to control that.
Yeah, although that has not prevented Deadhead fans from making money off of this.
But the Dead encouraged people to
do
that. And that would be my... You know, I think about the Grateful Dead or Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. That's another band that is totally cool with anybody coming in with any recording equipment that they want. And that's not hurt them at all. It hasn't hurt their sales. It hasn't, you know, hurt. So, you know, my personal advice to those musicians would be openness is better. But professionally, I understand that they may want to go a different route. They just need to be aware of the trade-off of the harder you make it for people to do their jobs, the less likely they are to cover it. I think that the media, though, is much more likely to begrudgingly go along with the rules and complain about them than they are to say, fine, we're not going to cover it.
Right. Good point. And with that, we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.